This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide.
Delirium. Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Started running, no one thought we'd see people stand in line to see the Orange King. How we get so lucky?
Donald Trump.
Gonna save our country.
Born with silver spoon, eaten by the moon. King Trump.
I'm really rich, I'll show you that.
Golden eyebrows.
Oh, wait till you hear the country song we got to play a little later.
Nice.
All the hits happening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank y'all for being here.
You know what, dude?
What?
Bob Rivers, you got to hand it to the guy. The guy is, he's right up there. He was like Weird Al before there was Weird Al.
That goes way back, Bob Rivers, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Dude, that was an impressive version of King Tut to King Trump. That was fun.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. So did you see that we periscoped it for you today, Super Don, right before the show?
Yes.
In the garden, yeah.
I saw it. Is that something in your teeth there, I see?
Stevia leaves.
Something in your teeth? Got some stevia in your teeth there?
Stevia leaves, yeah. I ate stevia leaves fresh from the garden. I wanted to show everybody. Was that a dangerous thing to do because it might get stuck in my teeth? How embarrassing?
Well, it's a good way to show everybody, hey, this is really a garden. It's not a green screen.
Yeah, it's not plastic pretend gardens, right? No, it's for real. I don't have the most prolific garden on the planet, but I'm working on it. I'm having fun with it. And my son is the cameraman. At the end of the periscope, he says, how do you turn this thing off? I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought you knew.
That.
You're the one that's 16. I'm not supposed to know this stuff.
Hey, it's real life going on there. It's not fancy studio stuff. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, so you follow me on Periscope at RS Bell Media. I don't know what should we do, the Facebook Live thing or the Periscope thing. I just don't, you know.
I don't know. We need to get some feedback from the listeners if they're watching it.
Right.
Which one's better? Or maybe we can figure out how to do both, or we can alternate like we're doing. But we need to know. We need to get some feedback on that.
Yeah, although I don't think I can give him two different phones to do that with. That's too much. He's just a teenager. Come on, give him a break, right?
Oh,
you know how that goes. All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is your dog a Democrat? We'll get to that. That's coming from a comment of the day. We are going to talk about the link with pesticides and Parkinson's, and perhaps we could have droid doctors a la Star Wars a little later. We'll see about that. But for now, how about some topical discussion? Skincare. How is your complexion, Super Don? You look in the mirror and they say, I love you. You're such a good-looking guy.
Yeah, smooth as a baby's bottom. Yes.
Right? Well, the Doc of Detox insists that you must love yourself, right? Very important, and we agree. There's a story here about six dangerous toxins, but they're very popular, to coat your skin. And I teased in the video I did, the Periscope video, that one of them I'm actually going to say is not so bad, and it's going to shock some of you. And you might argue with me. You might yell at me. You might call in. You might send me a nasty comment. We're going to get to that. But it's in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan. Check out the links there, robertscottbell.com. The six most popular toxins Americans coat their bodies with and then wonder why they're suffering from inflammation, rashes, skin allergies, and cancer. So I'm going to start from number six, because it's number one on the list that I have a little disagreement about. Number six, aluminum. Aluminum, commonly found still in deodorants and particularly antiperspirants. And guess what? Known to contribute to cancer tumors in the breasts. And, you know, you start laying this stuff on the lymphatic system right under the breast tissue, and it starts clogging it up, and it creates a nightmare. You know, of the many causes we've covered for breast cancer, heavy metals like aluminum under the arm, not a good plan. I don't know. Super Don, do people still use those aluminum antiperspirants? I mean, I gave up on that obviously many years ago when I started learning about all of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still out there.
Yeah. I mean, do you like when your family comes back to town and you have the big party, do you say, hey, who here is using antiperspirants with aluminum in it? I mean, that should
be
the topic.
In fact, I make everybody lift their arm and I check.
No, you got to go in their medicine cabinet and say, all right, that's God's the patrol.
Sniff test.
Right?
Oh, you're not using deodorant. Okay, yeah, you're cool.
And Super D, you can blame RSB. RSB told me to do it. If you get, don't get mad at me.
Black eye, though. That's not fair.
That's true. They'll punch you. Just don't. It's a family that punches together. That's a different story altogether. We're not advocating violence at family gatherings. Number five on the list is phthalates, or as you like to say, phthalates.
Suffering succotash.
Succotash, exactly. Found in a lot of moisturizers, perfumes, nail polishes, soaps, and hairsprays. Can increase the risk of diabetes in women, can lower sperm production in men. And by the way, wasn't that a shocker yesterday with Sherry Tenpenny when she said that teen pregnancy rates are down significantly? And you're thinking, wait a second, did teens just stop fooling around? Do you think that's what's happened? And I don't think that's what's happened. Could it be that Gardasil is lowering fertility rates to such a degree that it's becoming darn near impossible for women to get pregnant? And it's partially the fault of men who are boys, if you will, who are also getting the Gardasil shot, and it seems to be attacking reproductivity in that regard. Now add phthalates to the mix there, and you got a big, big problem unless you want to reduce population via chemical mechanisms, including Gardasil. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the next on the list as we go to number four, parabens. Parabens are chemicals that penetrate the skin and are common in cosmetics and makeups. They mimic hormones, and they are endocrine disruptors, also causing allergic reactions. Parabens are also often used as preservatives, and you know, anything that does that is going to kill stuff in you, and in this case, it's going to disrupt your hormones. So, again, no disagreement on the 6, 5, and 4 on the list. Number 3, lead. What the heck is lead doing in topical applications? Well, apparently it's still in lipsticks. Some lipsticks.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Would you like some leaded or unleaded lipstick?
Yeah.
Right?
So not only are you getting lead on your own lips, but you're spreading it to other people.
Yeah. So if you don't have a catalytic converter and you want regular gas and you need lead, just throw the lipstick in the gas tank. That'll be great. And while you're at it, take some sucralose and put it in your pool to chlorinate it. All right, so number 2 on the list is talc. Remember talcum powder?
Yeah, in fact, baby, that's powders? Been in the news lately.
Yeah, big lawsuits, I think, about it. Talc is actually toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's on a lot of body powders and foot powders. So be careful that you get talc-free body powders. And they do exist. You can find them. So this leads us to the controversial number 1. Now, I don't know why they listed it 1 through 6 in terms of, I don't know that it relates to toxicity necessarily. But it's petrolatum. They call it petroleum jelly.
Oh,
Vaseline. It's like Vaseline, right?
Mm.
Now, I'm not a fan of the baby oils and the baby lotions and the suntan lotions that have a lot of petrochemicals in it. Okay? The sunblock lotions, these are toxic. But the use for medicinal purposes, topically, of petrolatum has legitimate benefit in some cases. And again, somebody said, well, it's a petroleum product. Robert, how could you say that? That's just, is that go against everything you are standing for? But look, if you go to the Middle East, you will find evidence of petroleum, or petrolatum in this case, petroleum jelly, for utilization in non-toxic ways for skin conditions for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Because, of course, you know, the Middle East was, we talk about Jed Clampett striking rich in Texas. I mean, that's what they've been doing forever there. And they used everything. And, of course, what you're doing with petrolatum or petroleum jelly is you're removing the toxic impurities and you're left with this jelly-like substance. Now, I'm not saying it's an ideal beauty cream. That's not what I'm arguing. But I'm arguing that it can be used medicinally. You can actually mix things into it if you know how to do this. You can mix, calendula, echinacea. You can mix herbs into it. And if you need something to stay and protect the skin, to create a barrier to protect the skin in wound care, it can be utilized beneficially. Now, I'm not saying it's the best thing or it's even necessary, because, of course,
now,
Just to clarify, yeah.
Are you talking about purchasing like a special kind of petrolatum
mm-hmm.
product to use for that way? You're not talking about, hey, just go grab a jar of Vaseline and you can use it in the right way.
Well, basically, Vaseline is a trade name for petroleum jelly or petrolatum.
Okay.
It's basically the same
substance. Off the shelf. You can say there are ways you can use that correctly.
Correct. Exactly. And so my point is, it's a little bit counterintuitive for a lot of folks that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How could you be for a petroleum product? Well, this is, again, a product from the earth. You remove the impurities, and then you have some valid and legitimate medicinal uses. That's what I'm saying. Now, again, I'm not arguing, yes, slather it all over you, because it's not an ideal thing, because it can, you know, stop the skin from breathing in certain areas. But again, in wound care, certain reasons, you can actually use it as a delivery system for prolonged activity, because it maintains, obviously, a layer of moisture, because it's a barrier that it creates. So, interesting. But no, what I utilize now, of course, primarily topically, would be silver or silver hydrosol in the gel form, the silver gel, which is homeopathic as well, and or aloe vera, which is a great topical form. And, of course, our friends from Stockton, aloe vera, aloe1.com, aloe1.com is where I get it. I'm hoping, I'm thinking they're going to send me some aloe, their famous aloe 1, up to St. Petersburg, Florida next week, so that we can pour silver shots for everybody that comes to the booth at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists in St. Pete next week. 23rd through the 25th, that's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week. The Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, will be with me as well. We've got new updates in the show notes as far as upcoming events you want to attend, including the IAMS conference as well. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing and the pesticide linked to Parkinson's after this brief break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, show notes are up. RobertScatbell.com. If you miss the show, GCN Live, of course, has it up first. And, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, Epic Times, as well as UK Health Radio and SoundCloud. Neurological degeneration diseases. How about Parkinson's? That's a big one. Headline reads, pesticide-linked Parkinson's disease may be preventable, researchers say. Should that have been a moment of duh?
You don't say.
Yeah, I mean, hello? Excuse me. You said this is caused by pesticides and it might be preventable. I wonder how that could be. What could we do?
How?
How could we maybe
do that?
It's caused by pesticides. How can we prevent the
More pesticide?
That is definitely not the way to prevent it.
No, okay,
no.
All right.
You try. Good try.
You got to eliminate all of the possibilities here.
Right, right. Yeah, how about
I don't know. What did science figure out?
Well, what they're saying here is that these pesticides are giving us a clue as to how to develop drugs to treat Parkinson's. Wait a second.
Oh.
Wait, do you mean the pesticides that cause Parkinson's? Yeah, those pesticides. Well, excuse me. Why do you need a drug to treat Parkinson's if you've identified that the pesticides are causing Parkinson's? And they're saying, well, maybe there are other causes, too.
Oh, other causes of the pesticide-linked Parkinson's.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay, yes.
Yes. Well, I mean, they're saying that the fungicide Xerum is linked to Parkinson's cases that they can't explain away by genetics. Don't you love that? They love to be able to explain it away by genetics. Therefore, there is no environmental cause. There's nothing we can do, so we have to develop a drug, maybe a vaccine. Maybe we can genetically engineer you. And so they're talking about increasing levels of a protein, alpha-synuclein, and it could help to treat the disease in all the patients there because they know it's damaged by this pesticide. Wow. This is out of UCLA, this report. And I'm thinking, you know, if you know the pesticides are the cause, and maybe even these doctors and scientists and researchers might recognize that heavy metals also damage neurological function. Of course, that's a you know, part of Parkinson's. Might they look into removing heavy metals from these patients? Might they already know how? Through intravenous chelation, through the use of selenium, through the use of far-infrared sauna technology to have you sweat the fat-soluble toxins out, through the use of high-dose administration of whole food silica, to rebuild the neural tissue, neural integrity, utilizing things like silver hydrosol to also facilitate neurological regeneration and myelin sheath health. How about the use of cannabidiol, CBD, which is neuroprotective and neuroregenerative? Shall I go on? Did I mention selenium? I think I did. I'll mention it again. Whole food selenium.
It's always good. Twice.
And how about eating organically grown foods and avoiding pesticides, herbicides, fungicides? How about avoiding plastifiers, GMOs, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings? How about that? Wouldn't that be strange if they actually considered that, considering they've acknowledged pesticides are linked to Parkinson's disease? You can't make this stuff up, Super Don.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's hard not to laugh at this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, look, I can understand, you know, listen, I believe the application of this drug is for people who have developed Parkinson's already. Fine. I understand the thought process here on they're going, we need a drug because somebody has Parkinson's. But the fact that they're pointing out that pesticide exposure is linked to the development of Parkinson's disease, then where in the world is the focus on the pesticide in this equation? Shouldn't we be looking at, let's prevent other people from getting Parkinson's? They've already determined that it's pesticide linked.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't do something about removing the pesticides, are you not then complicit in more people getting Parkinson's disease?
Right.
But their focus, of course, is on the drug. You know, yeah.
You saw through it so well once again.
There's no money getting rid of pesticides, is there?
Well, there's no money in getting rid of Parkinson's. I mean, you really, $24 a month in selenium. You know, another $20 a month in silica. I mean, honestly, it's fractions of a penny on the dollar to prevent and reverse this stuff. But again, you know, the medical monopoly and the politicians that they own and the doctors that they own. I don't need to say anymore. Let's take a break and then we'll find out if your dog is a Democrat after the break. Also, does LeBron James still eat at McDonald's? You know, he gets millions of dollars from them every year. And what about a rock and roller against the TPP? We'll talk about that, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We don't usually open with Rage Against the Machine. Are we like super cool now? Who's Rage Against the Machine, man?
Did you just ask who is Rage Against the Machine?
Well, I mean, partly, because I know who they are, but again, for the sake of our audience that might not know, they're pretty intense, but they've got a good message, even though how would we say what they do? Is it considered heavy metal?
Rage
what
Against
is it?
The Machine, they've been out, they go back all the way to the like early 90s, 1991. Mm-hmm. And very politically, what's the word?
Politically astute.
Big
I mean,
time.
Their lyrics are there. They're really keyed into stuff. And why we played them as bumper coming in from the break is rather interesting because it's kind of the cross how do we say it? Just juxtaposition to the, are you down with TPP? Yeah, you know me, Barack Obama. And this is this guy, Tom Morello.
Tom Morello is the lead guitarist. Guy's a brilliant guitarist.
Yeah, and he is basically starting a nationwide concert tour specifically to protest the Obama administration's Trans-Pacific Partnership International Trade Deal. And it's dubbed Rock Against the TPP Roadshow. I don't know. Can we ever reach out to someone like Tom Morello and interview him?
Because I'd
I don't
love
think
to.
He's not getting a lot of interviews on
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
There's no
I've
way.
Admired, I mean, I've admired, I love Rage and
okay.
Tom Morello especially. Yeah.
Dude, I would really like to get him on for this because
yeah, let's try it. Let's give it a shot.
You know, most hot, let's say musicians, even rock bands like Springsteen, they're all leftists. And, you know, it's not that we don't have left-leaning freedom tendencies in terms of our, you know, you live your life how you want to. But the idea that you don't speak out against Obama and Hillary Clinton on the TPP, because this is a huge issue. You want to take jobs away from Americans? That's the way to do it. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, Tom Morello and Rage Against the Machine. So kudos to them. And, again, maybe we can interview him. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I will make an effort there to reach out to him and see what we can do to get him on the show.
Okay, that would be great.
Absolutely.
That would be great. Now, let's see. What else we got this segment here? We got a comment today. We got a McDonald LeBron James. Maybe we should do that because it's a the basketball season's in, like, final swan song of the year, and it's LeBron James against Stephen what's the guy's name?
It's the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
Versus
the Golden State Warriors.
The team that I never in a million years as I was growing up thought that these guys would get this far. These guys were basically my home team growing up, the Golden State Warriors.
Right, out of San Francisco.
That's right.
And they're there, and they're still heavily favored, I guess, to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. But
right.
LeBron James recently slipped up. Now, this is actually a little bit older of a story, but it just came out. And I think it's important to cover because it shows sort of like the hypocrisy of when you get big, people throw money at you, right? Support this, you know, speak out about this. And, you know, we know that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. There are a lot of folks that want me to speak out about their products. And I'm not a guy you can just say, here's some money. I'm going to talk about your products if I don't like them or use them, right? It's not going to happen. I remember all those years ago on Talk Radio Network when they threw a Tylenol commercial in the show. I had the closest thing to a conniption fit I ever had on the air.
Was it Tylenol or Advil?
I think it was a Tylenol commercial.
Okay.
That's my memory of it anyway.
Right.
I'm like, no, that doesn't work in my show. I know you got to run things that I can't control every bit of advertising, but you don't run a Tylenol commercial in my show. Now, I just saw a documentary on Allen Iverson. You know, and when he came up and his travails in prison and on, and, you know, all that stuff. And then he got a big deal coming out with Reebok. Now, he was actually wearing Reebok stuff. I don't think there was a controversy there. But with LeBron James and McDonald's, there's a little bit of controversy there. He has what did he have? Dunkin' Donuts, Sprite, and McDonald's were the big ones that he has. And in a recent interview at the time, this is probably over a year ago now, he was making $4 million a year from McDonald's. And when he was younger, he would eat there a lot. Like a lot of people, I said, you know, I admit readily that I grew up on fast food before I got, you know, too ill to eat it and made a life change. But LeBron getting older, he's like, I don't think I can eat that anymore. And he admitted that he stopped eating at McDonald's like 6 years earlier. This is pretty. Do we have audio on this? Is there
actually
audio? We've
got a short audio, and yeah, it's funny because he just kind of inadvertently admitted that he doesn't eat McDonald's, but then had to correct himself because he's getting paid by them.
Yeah, let's give a listen.
Yeah, I ate McDonald's for my first couple years in the NBA.
I ate McDonald's.
Every day.
Oh, every day, right?
So, yeah, I used to eat a McDonald's, you know, first
right.
couple years. When was the last time you had McDonald's? Every day.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, because when it mattered, like, you know, he says, when I was 18, I could do whatever I wanted to do. And that's true. A lot of kids, although not as much in this generation, but a lot of kids are invincible. At a certain point, they go, you know what? I'm like Tom Brady. They're going to follow the Tom Brady example and treat their body like a temple. And they're not going to put toxic crap in it. You know, if you're making a living off of high physicality, the highest level caliber physicality, fast food burgers are probably not the way to go. And I guess that's the point of, and it's a fair question, you know, and I don't mind when people ask me if I talk about a product. Well, Robert, do you use it? Do you know somebody? Absolutely. That's one of the key things here. And I've said no to many, many things over the years, many sponsors over the years, because I, even though I, the product might even be good, not good enough for me. And I know I'm a snooty orthorexic elitist when it comes to dietary supplements. But I really don't want to compromise there. It's just not worth it to me. And I recognize that some of the supplements that have been thrown my way would probably even help a lot of people. But, you know, I'm not going backwards on it. I want people to, you know, strive for even greater things. That's just my stance. Is that annoying, Super Don? Is that a little bit annoying?
Look at you with all that, like, integrity stuff, man.
I know.
Don't you know that? You don't do that.
That doesn't fly. I know. Why should I do that? Let's get just some more Rage Against the Machine on here. Let's see. Another. Oh, we had a comment of the day come in. Is this from Denise or Dennis? Here we go.
I believe
yeah.
it's Dennis.
Yes, right. Comment of the day. Dr. Robert, not Bob Bell. I was recently sent a video of the song called I Think My Dog's a Democrat. However, the song is missing the verse about forced vaccinations. Maybe you, Mike Adams, and Hillbilly Hank could finish the song by writing the missing verse. I don't know. I guess, yeah, that's true, because the Democrats, by and large, certainly in California, are for mandating vaccines. You're right.
I had never heard this before. I don't purposely seek out country music.
I know, you're not a country
in general,
music guy.
But,
yeah.
But I will admit, this actually was pretty darn good.
Who is the, by the way, the country artist here? Is he a big name or whatever? Because
no,
I think he was actually
not,
sounded
well,
good.
I wouldn't
Might
know
be.
If he was, but yeah.
So find out the name of the guy. We'll tell you after you hear this clip of My Dog is a Democrat.
I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the street. But he just acts like he's entitled, even trying to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog.
Wow, that's actually well produced and everything.
Yeah, it sounds like you could hear it just on the radio. This guy's name is Brian Lewis.
Brian Lewis, okay.
And again, I don't know any, I don't see anything, but it is available on iTunes if you want to download it, I guess.
Right. So my dog moved to California because he wanted to get all
Y'all
his shots.
Hit by a train and in my truck and.
Yeah, but
what are all the
get...
things you have to include in a song to make it a country song? A dog, a
uh-huh.
train, a truck, and
yeah, right.
leaving your woman.
Right? Or your woman leaving you, either one.
Or your woman leaving you, yeah.
But I was just trying to think of it, you know, because as Dennis said, you know, you guys need to do the forced vaccination. So my dog went to California to get all his mandated shots just so he could go to school. So we'll work that in next time.
Get there.
Yeah.
On the
yeah.
train when I drove.
He got there on the train, exactly.
Drop off in my truck.
So heavily subsidized by the federal government. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm sometimes sensitive when we do these Hegelian dialectic stories about Democrats, Republicans, because, you know, we both look at the machine, if we will, the political machine, and we go, you know, it's all pretty much rigged. But we can pick out parts of philosophies that we can go, I agree with that, I disagree with that. But by and large, you know, the Democrats in California just went to sleep at the wheel on the issue of the government being the danger. You know, of course, that was the rise of the Tea Party, which they all think is a bunch of evil, white, racist folks, which isn't true. It doesn't mean there aren't racists. I mean, you know, we start picking out, I want to look at people as individuals, not as groups necessarily. But the outrage that is felt when, you know, your money is stolen from you that you work for to be redistributed to other people. And you say, well, isn't that your duty and obligation? Well, I guess if you're part of that system, but it was never the original intent of you know, a representative republic to be able to tax you on your property. In other words, that you work for. There were other ways to raise funny money, I shall say, yes. Excise, impost, yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's tragic as well.
It's not funny. Yeah.
No, when we get into, and then of course now the body politic wanting to force more medical procedures over the course of the 20th century, both Republicans and Democrats guilty of government intrusion into the medical realm, going back to the Flexner Report of 1910 all the way through to the Nixon, who was a Republican, the what do they call them, the PPOs, and I don't even remember all the names of what the insurance schemes developed into. But the idea here, of course, we acknowledge in certain cases the Republicans do some horrible things there, they do some good things here, the Democrats do some, you know, at the same point, we'll point out exactly what's going on. And in California, one of the biggest disasters is that mandate in violation of religious freedom, which you think would be a fundamental freedom that even Democrats would go, yeah, that's cool. Because you guys, you Democrats have your religion, a religion of scientism or sci-fiantism, and you're worshiping by sacrificing your children at the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine denomination. And if you want to do that, that's one thing. I might even try to talk you out of it, but I won't use the force of a gun to stop you because that might be your religious belief. And if we are anything, we're a country founded on religious freedom. And it isn't the freedom from religion necessarily. You don't have to have a religion, the point is. But you can't stop others from worshiping the way they please as long as they don't violate your rights. All right, I'm off my soapbox. We're going to wrap it up with a little Star Wars and droid doctors and droid medicine after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, sound like a Wookiee. Everybody do the Wookiee. All right.
Do the Wookiee.
And what have we been smoking the same thing today? The stevia leaf from my garden, right? Go check it out, Periscope. Find me. I think you can still play it for, what, 24 hours, Periscope? Thing we open with?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so you'll see something on my garden.
Is that how it works? I'm still learning this stuff. I don't know.
We'll have to ask Captain Morgan. She'll put up the notes. Yeah, she'll know. Anyway, robertscottbell.com. If you miss a show, GCN Live, of course, has it archived in so many other places, including SoundCloud. Links up at robertscottbell.com. Why we won't have Star Wars droid doctors. This is according to CNN. And I was just thinking, we already have droid doctors. I mean, they're called doctors, and they basically do what they're programmed to do. I mean, couldn't you argue that at this point? I mean, sure, they're not like all made of metal and, you know, kind of cool looking and stuff. But the reality is the doctors that think outside of their training and programming are often droned out of existence in the medical profession, interestingly enough. But in this case, they're talking about technology, because in the Star Wars movies, all the doctors were robots. They didn't have any human doctors. And they point out, funny enough, that George Lucas put real humans in the cockpit of the starfighters, right? But not in doctors' offices.
All right, here's a little pop quiz for you, just to test your nerdness, okay?
Okay.
How many scenes can you remember in the Star Wars series where robots were doing surgery or performing medical procedures on any of the characters in Star Wars? Can you name them?
Well, I remember when they put Luke Skywalker's arm back on, right? The robot
Ding.
Arm.
Okay, there's one.
Yeah, that's one. The birthing of Padme. Was it Padme?
Anakin.
Of Anakin. Well, Anakin and Padme.
Or no, yes, right. Right.
Which Anakin can't give birth. Right, okay. And she had Luke and Leia. So I got two.
There's one more that I can think of.
I can't remember. What's the third one?
This was the one that was putting Anakin back together after he was all burned and making him into Darth Vader.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So it was all robots that did that.
Uh-huh.
That sort of makes sense. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, we have real sort of robot Star Trek technology. You know, I've been working with these things for years, Rife Frequency, QXCI. There's so many more than I can even keep track of. And they do analysis, and some of them provide corrective energies into the body. But they're not necessarily like robots conducting surgery. And, right. and you know, that can be something, I guess, that can be legitimate. They do have robot-type technology, but I think it's still run by humans. But the idea of what was the name of the computer that we rolled in one time for diagnosis?
Oh, you wheeled it in? Jeopardy.
Yeah, the Jeopardy computer.
What was his name? What was that? Hold on.
You can figure that out. Anyway, but the thing is, it's one thing if you've got to put a broken bone back together. It could be a mechanical thing, right? And you could program a computer to
Watson.
Do it. Watson, the computer.
Right.
That's right. But if you talk about real healing and real healthcare, it's human to human. It's understanding energy. It's like with the DACA detox when we get together. We talk about the patterns that have emerged through lifetimes of fear that drives us, of improper programming of humans, of human species, and that we live disease based on faulty programming. And sometimes it takes another human to wake us up to say, you know what, that programming is wrong. You know, it's kind of like when I started my training in homeopathic medicine. You know, this guy in his 60s at the time was like way healthier than me in my 20s. And he kind of busted up my programming of what I thought was true about medicine. And it didn't take a computer to do that. It took another human with human experiences to do that. So I don't think that we should look forward to robot doctors, even though we already have them, according to the programming that I've talked about.
Well, there are robots that are doing it now, and mm-hmm. one in particular that I thought was scary was when they started coming out with the robot doctors or the robots to do prostate surgery.
Yeah, that's a little oops.
I'm thinking, no.
Oops. What did we take out instead? I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. I'm a little nervous about that, but the humans can make mistakes too.
Would you like to play a game?
No, not that game. All right, IAC coming up next week, Constitution class July 9th. Immune system reboot with RSV at Whitaker's Farm Market in Belleville, Ohio, 6 p.m. on July the 22nd, right before Maho. The International Association for Near-Death Studies, that's July 28th through 31st in Orlando. The National Health Freedom Congress right after that in St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota. And the American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th through 28th in Las Vegas. Folks, we'll be back with Detoxa Friday tomorrow and some more near-death experiences to talk about. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.